This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, Agreement of the People. In view of all this, we are entering into a firm pact, which we are putting into writing. On the sealed document appear the names of our princes, our Levites, and our priests. On the sealed document, His Excellency Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah and Zedekiah. Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Meluk, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maaziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, these are the priests. The Levites, Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brethren, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kelita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu. The leaders of the people, Parosh, Pehath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Aden, Atah, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Bizai, Harif, Anatoth, Nibai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hazir, Meshazabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Aniah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaseiah, Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Harim, Beana. Provisions of the Pact. The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple slaves, and all others who have separated themselves from the peoples of the lands in favor of the law of God, with their wives, their sons, their daughters, all who are of the age of discretion, join with their brethren, who are their princes, and with the sanction of a curse, take this oath to follow the law of God, which was given through Moses, the servant of God, and to observe carefully all the commandments of the Lord, our Lord, His ordinances and His statutes. Agreed, that we will not marry our daughters to the peoples of the land, and that we will not take their daughters for our sons. When the peoples of the land bring in merchandise or any kind of grain for sale on the Sabbath day, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any other holy day. We will forego the seventh year as well as every kind of debt. We impose these commandments on ourselves to give a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, for the daily cereal offering, for the daily holocaust, for the Sabbaths, new moons, and festivals, for the holy offerings, for sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and for every service of the house of our God. We, priests, Levites, and people, have determined by lot concerning the procurement of wood. It is to be brought to the house of our God by each of our family houses at stated times each year, to be burnt on the altar of the Lord our God, as the law prescribes. We have agreed to bring each year to the house of the Lord the first fruits of our fields and of our fruit trees of whatever kind. Also, as is prescribed in the law, to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who serve in the house of our God, the firstborn of our children and our animals, including the firstborn of our flocks and herds. The first batch of our dough and our offerings of the fruit of every tree, of wine and of oil, we will bring to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God. The tithe of our fields we will bring to the Levites. They, the Levites, shall take the tithe in all the cities of our service. An Aaronite priest shall be with the Levites when they take the tithe. And the Levites shall bring the tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, to the chambers of the treasury. For to these chambers the Israelites and Levites bring the offerings of grain, wine, and oil. There also are housed the utensils of the sanctuary, and the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the singers. We will not neglect the house of our God.